We left off last week at the end of the bracha of Shabbos, the Birchas HaShabbos, that person says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. We're holding by the last words of the bracha, V'yinuchu bo Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. We're holding by V'yinuchu bo Yisrael Mekadshei Shemecha. The truth of the matter is, there's a lot to talk about the Etzem Nusach HaBracha. Everybody knows that the Nusach HaBracha changes from Leil Shabbos to Shabbos by day to Shabbos by Mincha. To Leil Shabbos to Shabbos by day. Leil Shabbos we say V'yinuchu bo Kol Yisrael. Shabbos by day we say V'yinuchu boi Kol Yisrael. Those are the two Lashonos that we say for sure. And then there's a third Lashon that we say by Mincha, which is a big tumult where the Mekor of that is, if the Arizal does hold of it or the Arizal doesn't hold of it, to say V'yinuchu bom. And that's the minig in Klal Yisrael, to say bo by night, boi by day, and bom by Sudish Lishis. The Shaila is what the reason is for this change and what lies in this change. We will try a little bit to understand what's going on in this Inyan. A little bit we will learn on this Beracha. We'll leave a little bit for Shachris and a little bit for Mincha. We'll try as much as we can to understand it now, what lies in it. In Kama v'kama gedele oilam, v'roisham the kinesis ha'gedele and others, bring first of all that bo, boi, bom adds up to 57, to zon. That's what it's brought in kinesis ha'gedele, it's brought in Kama v'kama gedele oilam. That the inyan of bo, boi, bom, first of all adds up to 57. What is the inyan of this inyan that adds up to 57? We know that Talmidei Arizal bring that a person should say even in the weekdays, it's brought in Magen Avraham, a person should say before he goes to eat, before he washes, there's even a daya that one should say it after he washes, and it's a problem of hafsaka, if it's a hafsik, if it's not a hafsik, to say the capital of Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Le'echsa, every time a person goes to eat a suda, even be meisachil. And the Talmidei Arizal bring, why? Also because the capital of Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Le'echser has 57 teves, and that's meramis that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is zon umefanes akil. As they state in Arizal, as they gebrengt in Magen Avraham, and as they fear in sich Erlichi Yidin, that Erlichi Yidin say it every time they go eat in the weekdays, either before washing or after washing, kolechol b'kifim in hagoy, to say mizmer ledovit. Why? Because smeram is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is zon umefanis. The Heilige B'nai Soscha talks about the minik to say mizmer ledovit Shabbos by the Sudas, which that we find more prevalent to say it Shabbos befrat b'sudas shlishis of Shabbos. The reason is, zog the Heilige B'nai Soscha, because manech madadove la'omrei b'suda achreinis of Shabbos, to be mashpia mezoinis to yimei achil. Since Shabbos is the mekayir abracha, kihi mekayir abracha, it says in Zohar HaKadosh that Shabbos is menei mizbarach and kol shita yemen. So therefore, when it comes the end of Shabbos, we know Hashem roi, the Eibishter is my inyan of the Eibishter gives panasa. So we say a capital which has zon teves to be meram is the inyan of zon. To inyan to be meram is the inyan of the inyan that the Eibishter is zon. Other svarim, the Meisoscha too, talks about dogim, that dogim is begematria zon, that's the meaning of dogim on Shabbos. We will not go off the topic of the etzem mitzias advarim. Akoponim, bo boi bom, is a remez, according to the Knesset Gdoila and others. Also, to remember that Shabbos is mekayir abracha. Very interesting. It's interesting that it's put together from three tefillahs, from a bo and a boy and a bom, to be meramis that the Eibishter is zon. We have to understand what this is in our Aveidah, how to understand this in Aveidah Hashem. The Heilige Goyin in Mishlei, the Heilige Goyin in Mishlei talks also about bo and boy and bom. And the Goyin tells us a meaning in bo and boy and bom, which the Etzem is not easy for us to understand. All the Heintige who write on Tfilah are all busy with this Goyin, and everybody says more or less the same Nekuda. We will try to understand it a little bit, what the Goyin tells us. The Goyin tells us, Ba is Begematria 7. 7 is Meramez on the 7 years of Shemitah. Boy and Bom is 50. Is Meramez on Yovel. As I state in Heilige Goyin. The Bo from Leil Shabbos is Meramez on 7, is Meramez on the side of Shemitah. And the Boy is 8, and Bom is 42, together is 50, is Meramez on the Inyan of Yovel. As I state in Goyen, and the Goyen uses Kabbalah Shprach, and Yonim Dar Alamayla Ma'asog Aseinu, we will try to bring it down a little bit to our Asaga, what this has to do with us, and to understand why Bo, Alosh and Nekeva, Boy, Bom, what's the change, why it's Dafke, these letters, and these Oisios that are Meramez, the 7 and the 50. For what reason is that needed to be Meramez, the 7 and the 50? And what does this have to do with Shemitah and Yovel? Just to bring it down a little bit to our understanding, the way all the Mefarshim who bring the Goyen talk. Shemitah, we know that Shemitah is a Kedusha that's Kviya V'Kaima. Just like Shabbos is a Kedusha that's Kviya V'Kaima, just like Shabbos is a Kedusha that comes from the Bera Olam, so too Shemitah is a Kedusha that comes from the Bera Olam. It's not a Kedusha that we bring, it's a Kedusha that comes from the Bera Olam, Sishof Sa'aret Shabbos L'Hashem. It's a Kedusha like Shabbos. Shemitah is Shabbos, the Torah calls it Shabbos Sa'aret. It's the Zelba V'Shabbos. That's the same Nekuda as Shabbos. That's Shemitah. The Heilige Sasemes writes in Parshas Bahar that Shemitah is the same like Shabbos, just like the Chaim HaKadosh writes that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Bria only for 6 days, and every Shabbos the Bria renews itself. So too the Rebbeinu Shalom gives that Israel only for 6 years, and every 7th year it renews itself if we eat Shemitah. That's why Golus comes the Einish for Shemitah, because the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give it back. We don't give it to him, he doesn't give it back, just like Shabbos. As I state in Sasemes. So the Inyan of Shemitah is Shabbos. Shvisa. It's Eidos, also like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is Eidos that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, Shemitah is also Eidos that the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, and that everything that is in the world is also the Rebbeinu Shalom and not me. It's to be Mavatl, the Koichi V'Yotzim Yodi. It's to realize the Midas HaBitachin. Shemitah is bitachin. Everybody understands Shemitah is bitachin. Person has a field. Person's whole life comes from this. We can't imagine it. Let's take a person to think. Person has a factory. Tell him 6 years you could work. The 7th year shut down the factory. Everybody would realize you need a meridike darga of bitachin. In a field, you also need a meridike darga of bitachin. A field gets ruined. The Rebbe says, no, v'tzivisi es bechasi. You can follow the chami. So Shemitah is bitachin. Shabbos is also bitachin. It says in Svarim HaGedoshim, in Kama Svarim, that the Inyan of Shabbos is the same like Shemitah. Avoides HaBitachin. Sheshes Yomim, ki l'kol malachtucha asuya. Shabbos, a person has to be Mesiach Das from the world. He can leave a business deal Friday in the middle of being done. He leaves it, ki l'kol malachtucha asuya. He's Mesiach Das. So Emes HaBitachin on the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's true bitachin on the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos. The Avoides HaShabbos is bitachin. Spitz Shabbos. At first, the person could be Mishavis Shabbos and not have bitachin. But in the Emes HaShabbos, ki l'kol malachtucha asuya, being Mesiach Das from this world, living completely under Rebbeinu Shalom, thus is the Avodah Bitachin Shabbos. So Shemitah and Shabbos have an Avodah. But that Avodah is Milo Lamata. The Eibishter is Mekadosh the Shabbos, we have to Shtel Zichtzu. So Be'etzem, we are Mekabelim of the Kedusha. We are not Mashpia the Kedusha, we are Mekabelim of the Kedusha. Which that's the Pechina of Nekeva. The Pechina of Nekeva is the Pechina of Mekabel. That's why Friday night, which is the Pechina of the Tchilas HaShabbos, that's the Pechina of Shabbos that's Kviya V'Kaima. Friday night is the Kedusha of Shabbos of Matan Bereshis. That's the Kedusha of Friday night, as we spoke in the beginning. Friday night is the Kedusha of Kviya V'Kaima. So if it's Kviya V'Kaima, we say Bo is a Lashon Nekeva. That's one thing. And if we look in the Torah HaKedosha, we will find in the Torah HaKedosha itself that the Torah HaKedosha changes Lashonis Shabbos from Lashon Nekeva to Lashon Zohar. Mechaleleh ha, Mois Yumas. The Torah uses a Lashon of Mechaleleh ha, uses a Lashon Nekeva on Shabbos. That's the Pechina of Mekabel that there is on Shabbos. That's the Pechina of Kedusha, that's Kviya V'Kaima Shabbos. That's Friday night. Friday night a person enters the Shabbos, he's a Mekabel of the Kedusha. The Kedusha comes upon him, whether a person is ready for the Kedusha or not, the Kedusha ascends upon him. That's the Kedusha of Leil Shabbos, that's the Tzustel to Shemitah, and that's the Pechina of Shabbos, that's the Pechina of Shemitah, that's Kedusha Vekaimo. It comes the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos, let's go first to Yovel and understand that by Yovel is Vikidashtem Ishnas Achamishim. Yovel is an Avodah that we are Mekadish Ishnas Achamishim. Yovel is an Avodah, the way it says in Talmud Svarim, in Meshech Chochma and in Svarim before him, that the Avodah of Yovel is the Avodah of Vikidashtem Ishnas Achamishim. The Avodah that Nemtzach Mitzad the Mekidish, that the person is Moisif. More than that, we will soon see. First, let's stop over here. So we understand that the Avodah of Shabbos as another Avodah. That's the Avodah that a person could be Mekadesh the Shabbos. The person has a Yecheles, Zocher, Esyoim, Ashabbos, Likad Shoy. You could be Mekadesh the Shabbos. You can add Kedusha to Shabbos. That's besides the Shabbos being a Kviya of a Kaima, the Shabbos as an Ekoyach, to add Kedusha, that you can be Moisif Kedusha, you can add Kedusha to the Shabbos. That's the Avodah, that's Malmata Lamaila in Shabbos. That's the Avodah of Kaviyochol being a Mashpia to Shabbos. That's the Avodah of Boy, the Avodah that we are Mashpia to Shabbos. So we understand there's Nekeva and Zohar in Shabbos. There's Nekeva that Shomer is Yom HaShabbos Lekachay. It says in Zera Kodesh is Nikeva. Laila is Midas Nikeva Ki Yudua. Many will tell me that it's not true. In Lashon Kodesh, Laila Zachar, Laila is Nikeva. Avavazom Etan, as the Goyin, who knows Lashon Kodesh a lot better than all of us, the Goyin writes in Manishtana Laila Hazeh, that it should say Laila Azeis, because Laila is Nekeva. And the only reason it says Laila Azeis is because the Nile Pesach is Zohar and not Nekeva. Azeis state in Goyin. So we understand that the Goyin understood that Laila is Nekeva. And Azeis state in Zohar HaKadosh. So the Mida of Laila is the Mida of Nekeva. And that's the Mida of Shomer, as Yom HaKadosh Shabbos Lekachay, to watch the Shabbos, not that we do anything. We are only Shomer, the Kedusha of Shabbos, we're the Mekabalim. Laila is not the Zman of Asiyah. There is no Mitzvah's Ether that's Miyuchad LeLaila except Leil Pesach, because Leil Pesach is Yom. There's no Mitzvah's Ether that Laila has. Yom is Miyuchad LeAsiyah. Laila is not Miyuchad LeAsiyah. There's no Mitzvah's Ether that's Miyuchad LeLaila except the Mitzvah of Pesach. Someone will argue with me, can sein, oben Toysis Rabbeinu Peretz and Psochem Davbeis, Shteitazei, that that's the only reason the Rabbeinu Shon created night is le mitzvosa, the leila, for the mitzvahs that you do at night. And that's the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, as I state in Toysis Rabbeinu Peretz. And the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach are miyuchad le leila. And memeila, those are miyuchad, akoponim leila is miyuchad le shmira, not for asiyo. That's shomer, as you make a Shabbos le kachay. Bayoim is Zohar. Zohar is the mitzvah of the Poyldike mitzvahs. That's the Midah of Yoim, the Midah of Zohar, the Midah of Boy. That's how we understand Bo and Boy without understanding more than that. Just understanding Bo and Boy itself, Zohar and Nekeva. The Goyin Bot does more than that. The Goyin tries to explain the Boy and the Bom and puts it together into Chamishim Shar, into Chamishim, and to Yovel. Maybe we will say words that is not for me to say. It's based on Svarim, and Efshe will say Adova Chodosh, and if it's Nishtemis, Areini Mevatel Eisei Ka'afra Da'ara. I don't know. Let's try a little bit to have a stickle Achiza on the Inyan. The Yoyim HaShabbos we say in the morning, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalkei. We talk about Matan Torah. We talk about Matan Torah. We talk about the luchos that were given, the first luchos that were given. The luchos were given, why do we talk about the luchos? The luchos were shivri luchos, they weren't given, they were tzebrach, and the luchos were tchet. Al korchach, that's because we know, that says in Erev Chaim V'talem Priyetz Chaim, that Shabbos, we have a shaychus to the luchos rishaynes. Shabbos, we have a kesher to the luchos rishaynes. Very good. But be'etzem, the darg of luchos rishaynes was nishbar. The Dag of Luchos Rishonis we don't have. It didn't stay by us. But we will have it la'osit. And that's Shabbos Bamincha, which Shabbos Bamincha is Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'Mika Amcha Yisrael Gei Echad V'Oretz, which that's the Achdus of la'osit. That's when we will have the Dag of Luchos Rishonis back completely. So between Shabbos in the morning and Shabbos Bamincha, we have the Bchina of luchos, losing the luchos, and receiving the luchos again. That's really what Shabbos in the morning and Shabbos mincha put together. Shabbos in the morning puts together the inyan of receiving the luchos rishonos, and there was a shvira on these luchos. Yeah, of a Shabbos ba mincha. Nein, we have a shkoyach to spring to the osed where these luchos are there again. We know that Yovel is Shara Chamishim. Shara Chamishim, that's Bino, that's the Indian of Tshuva, Cheirus, complete Cheirus, that's a Shara Chamishim, that's Yovel. Yovel is Meramez on the Pchina of Tshuva. If one will look in the Goyin inside, the Goyin inside, the Mount Azel Chaverte. We know that Yovel, it says in Zohar Kodesh, it says in all Svarim HaKadoshim, that Yovel is the Pchina of Alma the Cheirus, Yovel is Cheirus, Dreir, Yovel is Dreir, the Chel Yeshver, Yovel, a person goes out of Avdus, that's Tshuva. Tshuva is going out of Avdus to the Yetzara, to the Moishel. That's the Avod of Yovel. Yovel is complete Cheirus. Yovel is Meramez on the Cheirus of La'osid. That's the Emes of Yovel. That's why Yovel is Meramez on the Nekuda of Cheirus. That's what Yovel is. So Yovel Be'etzem is Meramez on the Koyach of a person falling, and a person teshuvu ish lachuzasei, that a person is able to go back lachuzasei. We have the achiza in the luchos, and we have a koyach to teshuvu ish lachuzasei. We could go back liyirusha zavaisa yani chayza. That is the nekuda of the yoim and the mincha of being a tziruf of the chamishim. It's not one by itself chamishim. It's the receiving, the losing, and the receiving again. That is what the inyan of Yovel is. Yovel is the inyan of having a nefilah, and having again a cherus after the nefilah. That comes together from the yom of Shabbos and the mincha of Shabbos. That lichten, the verta of the goyim, that the bom and the boy are the inyanim of what? Are the inyanim of the chamishim, are keneged the Yovel. So we took out from the goyim two nekudas. We took out from the goyim a nekuda, what the chilek is of the avoda of Leil Shabbos and Yom Shabbos. This is Nekeva and this is Zohar. This is to be received, the Hashpa of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. Yom HaShabbos is already a Yom for an Asiyah. Kovid HaYom is Odif, because in the Kovid HaYom, in the Asiyah HaYom, the HaYom is Be'ikir the Asiyah. That's the avoda of Asiyah. That's the Zohar as Yom HaShabbos. That's the boy to be a Mashpia on Shabbos. That's the Bo and the boy. We went a step further to try to explain the tziruf of boy and bom, that's mitzarev the chamishim, that we try to have an achiza on it in Aveda. The achiza in Aveda is to be mitzarev the bo and the boy, the bo and the boy and the bom, to make together the alma, the chayra, the having it, the losing it, the koyach to go back to it through a complete chayrus. Thus, dachzima is what we can take out from the Heilige Werte from Goyin, to have a little bit an achiza. And as we said before, we started with the Ba on Friday night at the Eibishtet Helfen, and Tomach HaSusholem, we are here to learn further, and Mashiach doesn't come, we will learn the Dave Tvila, or Minchis Tvila, we'll talk more about Lashonos, Avot Mavur and Svarim, the boy and the Ba, the boy and the Ba and the Bom. That's good for now, enough to talk about these three nuschoyes. Let us talk further about the lashon of menucha, what it means, v'yinuchu bo, Yisrael mekatshe shemecha. We will learn two nekudos neflois from the Heilige Sfasemes, where we marchiv ha'idia and try to understand what menuchas Shabbos is about, and try to apply it a little bit to us. We know that the Rechaim HaKadosh tells us in Parshas Yisrael, on the Pasuk, V'yisem liskula mikola amem, the Chaim HaKadosh teaches us why we're in Golos, what our tafkid is in Golos, and what our avod is in Golos. Years ago, my father, the Chaim HaVracha, once spoke on a Motzei Shabbos for Tzirei Agudas Yisrael, for Bochrem. He spoke on a drasha, it was a shod, that's an ishdode drasha. I remember a little bit of the drasha. He tried to give Bochrem a yidia, a little bit in history, and a little bit to see what Golos is about. He spoke about the Shloish Shvuyim, which Kemat Nobachi even knows today what it is, the Shloish Shvuyim, and how the Torah went from one place to another. And he tried to explain why Torah traveled. What is the reason Torah was in Bavel? Torah went from one country to another country. Person looks at history, it's type of shtickle pella, Klal Yisrael's Kiseido moving from country to country. In Spain there was an Inquisition, Portugal Inquisition. In York, in England, the Balei Tosfos. In York, they burnt Yidden, Rachmana L'tzlan, Getribben Yidden, the Crusades, Getribben Yidden. And we know what happened in Europe. The Gresti, Kivutze von Yidden, ausgemeckt von der Welt. What's pshatnet? What's pshatnet? All this is galgulus. The fact that we know that two gedoyle Yisrael both used kimat the same lashonis, Sairab Chaim Velozhin and Sairikotzke Rebbe, both used the same lashonis, both with moyodik and amonistik eidus, that they see the Torah valgeren, valgeren, valgeren sich, sitzich valgeren bis America, and thus it's in the letzte plas, sitzich valgeren, which we see kimat with our own eyes, as mahalten otot, and it's valget sich nicht weiter. But what is pshatnet this? So we know that our avoid on this world, the Gemara tells us in Sechtes Pesachim, Mizratiya li ba'aretz, our avoid on this world is like Galil Yisrael, Ela kedei, she'itoysu lehem gerim. We only went through the world only to bring gerim. What's gerim? Gerim doesn't mean gerim, physical gerim. It means to take out kedusha. Person is on the world to travel from place to place and to take out the kedusha that there is in every place. And that's why when we finished our job in one place, the Rebbeinu Shalom, we don't have Nevi'im, and the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't say, we have to move now, like in the Midbar, Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou. Oh, this is Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou. The Inquisition is Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou. There's an Al-Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisou. Spain is empty of Kedusha, move on. You have to do your work further, you have to go from one Medina to the next Medina. You sat in this Medina long, you did everything you have to, you took out everything that there is, everything that's implanted, move further. Thus is the Seid von Golis. Thus is the Seid von Golis. Thus is Dvarim Pshutim, but things that have to be gechazet, that we have to meet with Amuna. In the Kinder, in the Yeshiva Bacham, don't know what it's all about. Why are we in Golis? What happened? You have to tell them that everything is with a plan. The Rebbeinu Shalom had a plan. There's a world, there's Kedusha, you have to take out Kedusha. So don't Netzoytzis. Netzoytzis is not fremde Sprach. That's an Aleph base. There's Kedusha, you have to take out the Kedusha that's in every place. You finish the job, you move. Thus is what goes on in the world. In this place they have more Kedusha, place they have less Kedusha, so every place has its Aveda. Frektor, Chaimekal, the Shakasha, that's an impelling question, an erudic question. And I said, well, Shkivenka Golos, what would happen with America? What would happen with Europe? What would happen with Spain? What would happen with Bovel? No Golos, what would happen with all that Kedusha? There's a koyach called Even Ashayevas, a magnet has a power to pull Kedusha to itself, and we understand the stronger the magnet, the stronger the Kedusha, and that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't have gone to Golis. If we wouldn't have gone to Golis, our Kedusha would have been on the highest level. We would have been a magnet, and with that magnetic koyach we would have brought the Kedusha for the whole world. Now that we lost our koyach, we have to go around the world. Thus state in Chaim HaKadosh, thus is the Aveda in Klolius from Klal Yisrael. Kommt the Heiliges Hasemes and tells us every single person has that same exact Aveda. Hashem Mitzadeh Gevel. The Eibishter takes a person. A person doesn't realize it. A person doesn't have a cheshvin. A person doesn't realize. We all know, if we go through our life, we all know that suddenly sometimes a car broke down, and we have to daven mincha on the side of a road someplace. Why? Why do we have to daven mincha? Nobody thinks why you have to daven mincha there. Efshefaltechain, that there was a kedusha there on that place, and it was your job that you had to find that kedusha, and you had to go there, and you had to be malah that kedusha. That's Taich Mashem Mitzadei Govern. That's it, the Muna that a Yid has to live with, that every single place that he gets stuck, every single place he is, a plane goes off an hour later, and, oh yeah, I'm not going to make the minyan, I have to daven here Ma'ariv. What is, why did I have to daven Ma'ariv in some favor from the Medina? Where waste why you have to daven Ma'ariv in that favor from the Medina? So the Rebbeinu Shalom's Cheshbeinis, the Klod that says Cheshbeinis. That is in the Yochid. The Yochid also has this whole picture that there is in a Rabban, this Avod is in a Yochid. And that's more understandable. Adan Erlecha Yid can zitzen bazich in the heim, and the Kedusha comes to him. A schwacher mensch has to travel more. The mitzius is, the less Kedusha you have, the more you are mechshuvah to travel. The person that's on a higher level sits in his own daldamis.
And the Kedusha comes to him because he's a magnet, just like in the full picture of Klal Yisrael. There's a matzav of Kedusha and a matzav of Golus. So too, in the Yechidim, there's Yechidim that are at a higher level. Their Avoid is on a lesser Avoida of going out, and people that have to do more Avoida, more traveling, more to go out. That'll give you a different blick on the world, a different picture of everything that goes on in the world. Thus is the Tzveite Nekuda from the Sosemes. Zok, the Heilige Sosemes. I'll read you the Lashonis in Sosemes. It'll give us Muyridike Nechoma. Call Atzeres Sheboin Le'odom. Hakel L'Sakein U'Lekarev Oysen Anetzeitzi Kedusha Ashaychen Olof. That's the Koyach. If you learn Torah, so the Torah hires your Kedusha, so you have to have less Tzeres and less Yisurim, because you could bring it. Zok, the Heilige Sosemes. There's a difference between the weekdays and Shabbos. The weekdays is Yimei Amaisa, Yimei Avoida. That's Yimei Avoida, to bring Netzaitzes, to go and bring out. Shabbos Kodesh state in the Torah, Al Yetzei Ish Mimekoimai. You don't have to go out of your place on Shabbos. Hafle the Ketaitzin Sosemes. You don't have to leave your place on Shabbos to go look for the Netzaitzei Kedusha. Shabbos, you could stay in your place. And the weekdays, you have to go out mimik koymai, amoy de kediyik. Al yetze ishim koymai on Shabbos. Is mashman in the weekdays? Yetze ishim koymai. Why? Because that's your avodah, to go out from your mokaim and go find in the tzaytza kedusha and be mekarevit. Shabbos is fakert. You could have stay in your place. You can stay in your place. You have a kvius. You have a place that it comes to you, the tzaytza kedusha. That's the nekuda of menuchas Shabbos. Thus made the menucha of Shabbos. A ganz andere blick on the menucha of Shabbos. The menucha of Shabbos is mitzad reiva kedusha that a person has Shabbos. He's able to be shoyev the kedusha to himself. Let's look at a Gemara in Masechtes Berachos and see a Gemara in a completely different light. The Gemara tells us in Masechtes Berachos, in the Pasuk talks about Samti Mokoim La'ami, La Yisifu Bnei Avla La'anoisei. The Gemara talks about Kevea Mokim Leterosei, Kamea Mokim Letfilosei, Oivov Neuflim Tachtov. What does the Gemara mean? It means these Oivov, these Netzoitzes that you have to work on. If you Kevea Mokim Letfilosei, you don't have to go out. You're shuffling a Mokim when it has so much Kedusha that it has an ability to bring the Kedusha to yourself. With that, we will understand one little loisofa. We're going to learn Chumash this week, Parash Yisrael, and we're going to talk about Eretz Yisrael and Mokam HaMikdash. A parash that talks a lot about the Inyan Yonim. One of the things we find in this parash is that the Torah HaKadosh calls the Mokam HaMikdash Menucha, Kilei Bosem Ad Ato Ela Mokam Ela Menucha Vela Nachla. For what reason is it Taka Menucha and Nachla? For that reason, because the Kedusha in the Mikdash was Shoyev the Kedusha. The Kedusha in the Mikdash was a Koyach to be Shoyev. So that's Menucha. There you have Menucha. You don't have to go out in Golus. That's the Menucha of Eretz Yisrael. That you don't have to do this Avoida. And that's the Menucha of Shabbos. That's why Shabbos Kedush is a Yom Menucha. Just like Eretz Yisrael is a Yom Menucha. Because you have the Avoida of the Yeskula of bringing the Kedusha to oneself. So too on Shabbos, you have that Koyach to bring the Kedusha. That's the Nekuda of Menucha on Shabbos. There's another Nekuda that maybe we can add on to this word. The Heilige Sosemes tells us when Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Eibishter told them that you should go to Mitzrayim, v'yishlu ish meisre eyu, v'isha meisre usa, and when you're not slurs Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim. We know the Kasha, why it says re'eyu, re'eyu l'mutei akum. How could it say re'eyu l'mutei akum? Rabbi Leib Leiga answers that we're talking about the nitzitz of Kedusha that was there. Why did they have to take out the Kalim? Because they took out Kedusha from Mitzrayim. That Kedusha was re'eyu. That Kedusha wasn't not re'eyu. That Kedusha was taker re'eyu. So they took out the Kedusha. As we state in Rabbi Leib Leiga and Teres Emes, that's the reason why it's possible to say re'eyu. Even though we're talking about Akum, we could say re'eyu. So what was the avoida of taking out the money out of Mitzrayim? Taking out the money out of Mitzrayim was the avoid of taking out Kedusha. We know that Vidi Zohov brought the Egel. It brought a lot of dangers. So Semes tells us when you take out Kedusha from the Tumah, it doesn't come clean. It comes with a lot of dirt with it. You don't take out just the Kedusha. It comes with a little schmutz with it. And it's very dangerous. It has a danger of tainting the person. It has a danger of pulling the person down. Schlepping out Kedusha is a very dangerous zach. You have to worry about taking out Kedusha. You have to be able to be soivel it. If not, that Kedusha that you take out could chepe you. That Kedusha that you take out could be goyim shlecht. That's why it's shaykh v'dizov. It's not the v'dizov, the ribi zov davke. It means from where it came from. It came from there and brought with it nicht edele zachen, and they weren't able to be mavara the sigin from the psalis. With that, I think there is an avona that on Shabbos a person has a greater koyach to take out the kedusha taka. It's not only that in the avoda. In the weekdays, you need an avoda because the bitter has to be stronger in the weekdays. The weekdays, you can't just pull out kedusha. You have to work, you have to have yigia because you have to purify the kedusha. Shabbos, a yid is on such a madrega that mi roiva kedusha of Shabbos, it becomes nisbara memela. So if it becomes nisbara memela, you're able to do it without yigia. The yigia is the cleansing of the kedusha. The cleansing of the kedusha is the yigia in the yimei achil. Shabbos that you don't have to cleanse. Why? Because the kedusha of Shabbos is there. So that's why you're able to be malah the kedusha without cleansing it. Also, dachtzimir kamen ob ashtikol asaga in this avodas hamenucha of Shabbos that you don't have to have the yetze ishmin koymai, the al yetze ishmin koymai, and the kedusha comes to him. Not only does the kedusha come to him, now the availability of kedusha is on a different oifen that it comes reiner kedusha without the psoilus of kedusha that could be pogim the person.